M-E-O-T-A. Hope everyone had a blessed Christmas and was joined by family and friends. For all that the weather didn't really cooperate, most folks got to where they wanted to go. Our feelings went out to folks who ended up stuck in airports and not getting to where they had planned to spend Christmas. That is what living in Canada is, full of surprises. December 21st was our shortest day and probably our coldest one, but that is behind us and we will see the sun rising earlier every day and temperatures moderate. Santa Day in Meota, December 18th, drew in about 70 children. The event was hosted by Lions Breanne Stevenson and Jessica Belland and was sponsored Meota Lakeshore Lions and Meota Adra. Participants played games, made crafts and even decorated homemade sugar cookies. Santa made his appearance for about 45 minutes at 2 p.m. Our snowbirds are finding the nights cooler than usual in Yuma, Arize, where it's been dropping to 8°C at nights. We'll not complain about the cold when we see weather in other places creating floods, power outages and snowstorm. The fish shacks are starting to show up out in front of the beach area, but watching the snow machines crossing the lake it appears to be rough out there. Bridge played at the Pioneer Hall December 20th saw 2.5 tables in play with top score going to Jean Laws and Fraser Glenn. In second were Donna Sherman and Catriona Winterholt. There are no more games until January 5th. Barbara Soloninko has moved from her home north of the city to take up residence in an apartment building in Rehina. She is finding her new home comfortable and friendly. There are 200 units, apartments and suites, with various services. There are lots of activities one can join, including entertainment twice a week in the evenings. She hasn't found any canasta players yet. Bridge seems to be the most popular game. The staff is nice, considerate to everyone. We wish Barbara a happy and healthy new life, down south, but do miss her at the Dew Drop Inn. Glad to see Lori Ward back out walking for the good of his health after some health problems. Way to go, Lori. Week 4 at Meota Curling Club. Submitted by Derek Welford. I had to come early to find a parking spot Tuesday night, as 3rd Street East was filled with vehicles for a jam-packed night of curling with back-to-back draws. Two teams, well-rested after not playing last week, Tate and Welford, faced off in the early draws featured game. Only needed 6 ends as the Welford rink heads into the new year unbeaten in 3 games, as they shut out the Tate rink 7-0. Reigning curler of the week, Mike Svojanovski kept up his stellar playing performance as he took over skip duties for the Kadrain rink in their matchup against Kyle Doom. Complemented by a strong showing from the front end that were called into substitute, Tina Schaefer and Colin Waters, Svojanovski came out with an 8-5 win. The other early game had the Randy Sharp and Dean Mensah rinks facing off, both hoping to find their first curling wins under the Christmas tree. Sharp, with a supporting cast of Randy Carr, Donnie and Elisa Sharp, put together an exceptional game as they put up 11 points to Mensah's 6. The late draw had a rematch of the Silver Broom final of last year, Pat Moore and Darcy de Montarnel. Moore didn't let the foot off the gas as he cruised to an 11-4 win. Must be a championship hangover, as de Montarnel struggles out of the gate early as they head into the Christmas break with 3 losses. Christmas came early for the Kirsten Brew rink, as they were gifted a 9-4 win courtesy of the Pat Picotte rink, as they remain unbeaten. Game of the night was between the Colin Sharp and Gil Kadrin rinks. Fast forward to the final end. Sharp had the game in his hands with the hammer, facing an easy double angle raise to the button with everybody in the building watching. The collective gasps heard from the gallery as the final stone crossed the halfway point was indicative the rock was inside, as Kadrin came out with a steal of 1 to win 7-6. Curler of the week is found on the front end of the Welford rink, led Emma Schaefer. The scriptwriter for each end, the curling sheet begins as a blank canvas as Schaefer begins that end story with the artistic placement of guards. With her display of consistent and impeccable rock throwing that night, there was no surprise there was a concluding win.